Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Logan Roy may have been put to rest, but for four series, fans have watched Succession's effortlessly serene Willa Ferreira, brilliantly played by Justine Lupe, survive inside the most ruthless family on television, of course, the Roys. As the former sex worker turned fiancé of oldest Roy sibling Connor, Justine plays one of the most intriguing female characters on the show, which has so far been adorned with, I think, 13 Emmys and 5 Golden Globes. Lupe, who also stars in the Prime Video series The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel and appeared in Greta Gerwig's Frances Ha, only expected to stick around for a few episodes when she first signed on to the series. I think she was given 3 episodes. But Willa's character survived the vicious infighting all the way to Succession's grand finale, which aired at 2 a.m. and will be available from today, is available from today. I'm going to be watching it tonight. I cannot wait. I caught up with Justine last week and asked whether she knew this script was special when she first got her hands on it.
In my audition, I didn't get the script. I only got the sides, and I got a breakdown of who was involved, and I knew that it was HBO, I knew that it was Adam McKay and Jesse Armstrong, and that in itself was really exciting to me. And then when I got to the scene, it was, I remember thinking that it was fairly minimal, like there wasn't too much. Like, it was a short scene, but I remember feeling like, oh, this is... It was just so well written that I was really excited to get into it. It was a breakup scene between Connor and Willa. And I didn't get the actual script until I showed up on the day. I remember seeing, on the day, the monitor and just being like, this is a beautiful project. And that was the first thing I thought was like, wow, this looks different than anything I've seen on TV before. And that was really exciting. And I could pick up on the characters' personalities really quickly just from like looking at one visual of it. So
yeah. Was your audition scene a breakup scene with Connor? So did you know right from the beginning, or think you knew, that you weren't going to be lingering for long?
Yeah, no, when I got the audition, it said that it was a 3-episode arc. And then when I opened it, it was this, the scene that ended with a kind of, I think I improvised like, "F you," at the end of it. Kind of ended it in this like kind of, I remember it ended with just like them just kind of falling apart and just being like both of them walking away. So yeah, I knew going in, okay, well, this is going to end. I don't know when it's going to end or how it's really going to end, or where, but I knew that it was going to end. I was wrong, but I knew.
It's interesting that you said you improvised the F-U. I interviewed Cate Blanchett last week, and she was talking about, you know, her career trajectory and how, you know, the thing at the beginning is how do you make the girlfriend roles interesting? And it seems like you could be a sort of textbook study of how you make the girlfriend role interesting. Because on paper, I guess it was just like, yeah, you're going to be Connor's girlfriend for a bit in the show. You're going to play Willa, and then she's going to sort of disappear off into the sunset. So is there a conscious thing that happens? Is there anything constructive that you can do? How do you do that?
There were some circumstances that inherently made Willa interesting to me from the very beginning that had nothing to do with the choices that I was making, more to do with, you know, like the age difference between them, the fact that she was hired to be there, the fact that she's the black sheep of this family, that no one really wants her there, that her entrance to the show is at the hospital for a visitation with their father who could very well pass away, and that she doesn't even know these people, and she just shows up. You know, like, it was all very kind of a mix of bizarre and something that you've never seen really before. So those kind of qualities inherently made it interesting to me and made her even being there kind of a strange occurrence. You know, can you imagine being at your father's deathbed where you think could very well be, and like a woman shows up with one of your siblings that you've never met before, who's, you know, 30 years younger, however many years younger, who you kind of know has been hired to be there. It's like, there's something that's very colorful and interesting in itself, you know? And then I felt like every step of the way there was more and more of that. So I didn't feel like I had... It's not, you know, the typical just side piece girlfriend that you kind of go, okay, well, how can I make this more than just being like a pretty face on an arm, you know?
I thought there was something really interesting and quite liberating about the transactional nature of their relationship, at least at the beginning. But I mean, it carries through, you know. I mean, in the wedding proposal scene, when you go, you know, how bad can it be? And there's something very modern and refreshing about that. Did you feel similarly?
Yeah, I did. I thought that the transparency of the transactional quality of their relationship was really interesting, and the fact that it was there from the very beginning. But, you know, when you look back on the first season and the way that they're kind of tiptoeing around things, and that it's all kind of like, it has the essence of something that feels very new and two people that don't really know each other, and the way that it develops into this, the same kind of conversation in the third season, in a different, you know, with a different progression, of course, it's marriage, but there is this kind of like, are you in, are you in, are you in, that's circulating through all the seasons, but their kind of dance around it becomes more intimate, and you see them kind of navigating it with each other in with a different essence every single time, and I thought that was fascinating. It was really fun, And talking to Connor or Alan.
Listen, I'm going to be referring to all the characters by their screen names. Just let me tell you that now, because I feel that they're like as close to me as my own family. I've been so invested in it. Will has clearly got a lot to offer. She's smart. She's, you know, a sort of operator in a really sweet and cookie way. But what about Connor? Because quite honestly, Connor, Alan, stroke, what do you think? Why do you think she stays with him? Is it just the money?
Well, no, I definitely think that the money's
big draw
in terms of why she gets into it. But I also think, you know, she's grown a lot of affection towards him. He's incredibly reliable. He's loyal. He fiercely defends her and takes care of her, you know. And he's been someone she can turn to in the middle of, like, extreme, you know, with the play thing. It's like her ego is just, like, burnt to the ground. And in moments like that, you know, you kind of have to turn to whatever is available. And I think Connor was, like, one of the only people who was really there for her during those moments. And they've had them, you know, they've grown closer and closer over the, they've both protected each other. Over the course of all these seasons. So, you know, I think he's funny. I think he's interesting. I think she's, you know, you see her reactions to him and the way that she kind of clearly understands his delusion. But she's equally delusional in her own way, and they both kind of like, you know, water seeks its own level. And I think Will is pretty cool, but I also think that she's like entertained by him. I think he's actually like a fun hang, and he's really, really loyal. So, and yes, he supports her artistic endeavors and her lifestyle. So, you know.
I've met many Willers, which, you know, and I think in a way, you know, that's what's so gripping about the series, is that on the one hand, you know, it's full of these toxic relationships, these terrible characters where you think, no, not really, no, you can't. You know, I mean, I think Tom is particularly susceptible to that sort of impression where you just think no one could be that manipulative and oily. And but actually, there's a kernel of truth in each of the characters that makes it incredibly gripping. Is it affecting? I mean, because they're all quite intimidating. obviously meant to be. Is it? Does it feel like that on set ever?
No. First of all, they're all so different from their characters. They're all incredibly. Like, I mean, Matthew McFadden is as far as you could get from Tom as anyone you could find. Shiv, Sarah Snook is so different from Shiv. It's a very warm, sweet set to be a part of. You know, we've had some standoffs, some of these characters, you know, Marsha and I, Tom and I in first season with the, at least I'm only getting f***ed by one member of his family, yeah. The only time where I felt really nervous about Willa standing off with one of the siblings was actually this season in the election party episode with Roman, where there's that interaction between Connor and Roman, and it was destabilizing. I felt destabilized, and I love Kieran so much. We're very tight. Like, he's a sweetheart, but he's just so good at Roman, and he's so good at, like, piercing through, like, his improvisation on top of the lines. He's just so good at shanking you that I really felt like it was hard to play this woman who can kind of let all of these things roll off her back and just, like, not get, you know, flustered. In that moment, Will is supposed to laugh it off and stand her ground and, like, stand behind her man and walk out the door, but I felt really nervous about that interaction, and I was really happy when it was over. I remember feeling like hot all over, like just heat flooding through my body as we were doing that scene.
I love Brian Cox. He's a brilliant actor. This is probably why I'm going to say what I'm going to say. I find him so terrifying as Logan Roy. And you know, in particular, there's the sort of sexist nature of how he judges people and things, and the brutality, like the absolute kind of male brutality that he encapsulates. Surely he must be intimidating when he's in full character, in full flow.
Yes, Brian has moments of being incredibly intimidating on and off camera. He's got a power to him as a person, and I think he knows that about himself. And that being said, he's also one of the more kind people that I've interacted with on set in terms of just our relationship. He was just always so supportive and sweet and concerned about how I was doing and what was life like outside of his will. It kind of pops in and out, and so he was always kind of checking in, and he really cares about everyone from top to bottom on a set. And that being said, he also has the capability to be incredibly scary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When did you realize that that you were going to be a permanent member of the cast? Because I was struck by the thought that it must have felt a bit like being with a bad boyfriend, that you're not sure whether you're really dating, or maybe you are, maybe you're not. You know, that must have felt like that, because at first you thought three series, didn't you, and three episodes. And at what point did you suddenly think, oh, okay, yeah, we're going to like move in together and it's all going to be really nice and
never
he's committed?
I never felt that way. Until the very end, I never felt that way. Yeah. It's funny that you say bad boyfriend, because we had a joke about it. I'd be like, Succession would be like, okay, hey, can you come over and, like, you know, give me head and then go away? And then, like, maybe can you come back and, like, I don't know, like, maybe a month, maybe more. I'm not really sure, like, how much we're going to use you or, like, if you're going to be around. But when you come around, it's going to be, like, amazing. So you're going to be, like, hooked on me. So, you know, there was, like, always a quality of, like, not knowing if Willow is going to leave, if she was going to be around. It's such a, you know, I'm never, this is about the family, it's about the succession, it's about these, you know, siblings and this father and this company, and Willow's just not part of that company, and Connor is not part of that company. And so there's always this kind of feeling of, like, I don't know. And on top of that, our relationship was so... who knows what this is? Who knows what her intentions are? Who knows if she's going to, like, go down this road? So to the very end, like, the rehearsal dinner for the wedding, I was unsure, you know, what's going to happen. Is she going to... I think there was one point in the beginning of the last... where I said, you know, is she going to run? Is she not going to do this wedding? And I think Jesse said, no, they're going to do the wedding is going... they're going to get married, but it's not going to go well. That, you know, that's not... that's not, that episode is not going to be, like, a lovely wedding episode.
That must be, like, so hard, the sort of sense of insecurity coupled with the deep immersion. Because, I mean, I don't know if it's like, you know, many of those shows, but, you know, the amount of hours you spend a week on a show like that, the amount of time you spend with all those characters, and yet not to feel fully committed to in it, that must... it must be quite hard to deal with.
Yeah. No, I think if I'm being really, really honest about it, it was a mix of the most grateful I've been for a job, the most involved I've felt, like, heart-wise in a project, the most excited I've ever been for work, and I love everyone. I'm so close with the cast. I'm so close with the crew. I'm so close with the writers and Jesse. And so I felt very emotionally attached and involved. And, yeah, it's hard to not know what's going to happen or if I'm even going to be involved or in what capacity I'm going to be involved. And also to just know that there's some distance between me. And, like, it's not, you know, an all-in kind of experience for me. I really do come and go. And that being said, it's kind of a sweet spot to be in retrospect, because I like... you don't get too much of Willa. Like, it's not like an overdose of Willa. I feel like I had, like, a really incredible experience, and I also feel like there's, like, room for more for me in my career and what's coming next. But no, it wasn't emotionally, yeah, it was tough. And I think that a lot of the characters on the show and a lot of the actors on the show feel like a similar way, where it's, you know, there's only so much that you can be involved with this story. And so it's like you want to be so far in, because it's such great material and it's such a great story, and it, like you said, it's like the show of, you know, it's one of the best shows of all time, so you want a certain level of commitment to it. But there's a lot of uncertainty, and there's a lot of, like, I don't know, because really the show's is about that family, and everyone on the periphery could come and go.
Indeed. And I mean, no one seemed more surprised that they were being written out of it than Brian when Logan Roy died. I mean, that just feels like it came out of nowhere. Even as a viewer, it sort of felt like, but he doesn't really have a proper funeral, and you never really see him properly dead, and you never, you know, it felt like they'd kind of put all the bits together. I mean, none of you knew he was going to die, did you? I suppose that degree of secrecy is also... that must be quite hard as well with your day-to-day life, because you kind of finish the show, you go out, you see your friend. Everyone must want to know what's happening. And I presume you're, like, sworn to secrecy.
We were so sworn to secrecy that it kind of made it easy to just kind of, like, dead-end it, where you're like, well, that's that. And in terms of the death of Brian... it was completely shocking, but I think that was kind of brilliant, and the fact that we didn't really see him pass away, we didn't really see, like, his last moments or him, the few, like you said, that, because it feels like an honest representation of the way that it can feel in life, where you're just like, what? They're gone? Like, it really captured that kind of, like, abruptness that death sometimes...
it must feel like a liberation in a way. You started doing the series, I think, when you were 26.
Yeah.
And now you're 33.
Yeah.
So that is a big chunk of growing time in life, isn't it?
Yeah.
How different do you feel now from the actress who walked onto the set?
I feel like a different person entirely. I don't know. It's so hard because I can't. It's like a weird one where you're like, where was I at that time? I have a vague representation of what I think I was like at that time. I know there are some huge changes that I've had in my life, and I know that show has made me a different actor. Just, I think, simply by being in proximity to such heavyweight talents and people that are committing themselves in the way that they were, I was definitely pushed to grow, even in a small part on that show, you know. So I'm hoping that over 7 years on a show or 6 years on a show, I've become a stronger actress. I know that my life has changed entirely, and I feel like I kind of went into that show, I don't want to say a girl, but like I definitely felt like very young, and the things that I was thinking about are completely different, and the way that I treated myself was really different, and the way that I treated my body was really different, and my relationships were different. You can even see it on the camera, you know. You see Willa's just, it's like a different person, the person that I was.
You are just finishing Ms. Maisel and Succession at the same time, and that must feel, I just wonder, does it feel like a huge liberation that you can now use all of that great work to you know, propel you elsewhere, or does it feel utterly terrifying because you've had a complete sort of structure in a way? I mean, even if they wouldn't give you a proper full-on contract.
I think it's more of the latter than the first part, because I'm like being liberated from two of the best shows in the past 10 years. Like, I can't imagine, liberation is not the word that comes to mind, where I'm like, I could have had Jesse Armstrong kept that show going for much longer, as like I said, uncertain as that job was in terms of like, well, what is my commitment to it? I was just so grateful to be on. It's, you don't get to work on material like that. And with those kinds of people, I mean, it was just the best job ever. I loved everyone involved. And I'm hopeful, I'm excited about maybe having more responsibility or trying new things that push me and growing more. But it's a scary thing going like, well, these two jobs that have been my source of stability for these last years are now gone. And I'm just trying to kind of have faith that hopefully some of the work that I did on those shows will have given me a little bit of visibility and that people will want to work with me and or at least give me a shot, you know? So I think it's a healthy marriage of mourning and excitement and uncertainty and faith.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.